The Wondrous Wand Shop. In the town of Whimsydale, there was a peculiar little shop nestled between two giant oak trees. It was known as the Wondrous Wand Shop, and it was the heart of all magical happenings in the land. The shop was run by Wally the Wise, a wizard with a long silver beard and a twinkle in his eye. One sunny morning, Wally was visited by two eager young witches, Winnie and Willow. They had just begun their magical education and needed their very first wands. "Wands are not just sticks," Wally told them. "They are the companions to your magic. Treat them with care and respect." As the girls browsed the shop, surrounded by and sounds, they reached for the shiniest wands, but Wally chuckled and handed them each a simple maple wand. "True magic comes not from the wand's appearance, but from the heart of its bearer," he explained. Winnie and Willow practiced day and night, struggling at first. "We're not coming easily," and their frustration grew. However, they remembered Wally's advice and started focusing on their intent rather than the wands. Slowly, they began to perform small spells, like making flowers bloom and fill the room. One evening, echoed through Whimsydale. A dragon had lost its way and was causing chaos. Wally was away, so it was up to Winnie and Willow to save the town. Drawing on their newfound skills and bravery, they worked together to conjure a spell of understanding. The dragon calmed down, shimmered around it, and it peacefully returned to its home. The townspeople cheered for their young heroes as the sounds of faded. Winnie and Willow learned that the truest magic lies within oneself, and that with patience and practice, they could accomplish anything. Thanks to the lesson from the Wondrous Wand Shop, magic would thrive in Whimsydale for generations to come.